Your podcast from familiesofmultiples.com.
The Double Talk Podcast, sponsored by Smarty Pants Vitamins. Find them at Costco, Target, Walmart, and of course, online at smartypantsvitamins.com. Be good to your health.
Hello out there. Bringing you each episode of Double Talk is really just us being ahead of the curve on this whole social distancing thing. You hear that, guys? We're trendsetters. The April 2020 episode of the podcast from Families of Multiples is, like all news programs and late-night shows, recording from my home here in New York City. And we're dealing with COVID-19 just like everybody else. I'd like you to remember something. You're not stuck at home. We're all safe at home. As always, I'm your host, father of twins plus one, Michael Kaufman, the guy who really, really, really just wants to go outside. If any of you have gotten out in the last week or so, please let me know what it was like. Heck, you know, send me some pictures if you'd like. Now, although most of us have been locked up inside, it has given our writers an excuse to sit down in front of a computer or typewriter or even pad of paper or giant stone tablet, if that works for them, and write an article or two. If nothing else, it's taken away the excuse that we don't have time to do stuff. For example, Mickey Farmer shared with us 100 different ways to keep the kids busy indoors during the pandemic, or for that matter, anytime you just need to keep them occupied. When we were first thinking about how and when to talk to our kids about the pandemic, writer Tom Parian helped us with how to approach the subject. We're all lucky to have some great educators on staff here, and new writer Jessica Watson taught us some ways to temporarily school our children at home. This one has been a lifesaver. Scott Mason is back this month with how to make a birthday party a little bit more fun when your kids are sheltering in place. We had to do that for the twins. There was a lot of cake eating via Zoom. And if you happen to be new to this whole parenting thing, well, we have just the article for you. Erin Cornett talks about the new normal she had to find when becoming a new stay-at-home parent. A lot of us that find ourselves working from home with our family around can use some of her wisdom right now. Dedicated mother and author Danielle Stowers also works in the healthcare field, and she reminds us that we all have a role to play during this pandemic and that we're all heroes in our own way. And finally, we lighten things up a little bit. Mickey is back again this month, and he lets us in on the secrets of hosting a virtual slumber party for your kids. His twins are not going to let the quarantine ruin their fun. You can find all these articles and lots more on the site at familiesofmultiples.com. This month, we have a return guest, Carlos Wallenstein. He was on the show a while back, you might remember. He was getting ready to welcome his second set of multiples to the family. He's back, and we have a lot to talk about, especially with having a super full house during isolation. Let's get together with him, staying 6 feet apart, of course, right now. Carlos, welcome back to the podcast. It is so great to hear your voice. And there have been some big changes since the last time you were on the air with us.
Yes, there have been. Thank you, Michael, for having me back. And there's been three big minor changes since the last time I was on the podcast. And there are three babies. So I think last time we talked, I already had the twins and my wife was pregnant with triplets, and now the triplets are here and they are turning 8 months in a week. So yeah, big three little changes.
You are like a hero to everybody who's ever had multiples and said, this is a lot. to go and like do it again and then get hit with triplets on round two, I am just so incredibly awed by you just existing and being able to put together a sentence.
I know it's crazy, and people just like bow to us, and they call us heroes and all that stuff. And I tell them, you know what? We're trying our best, and sometimes I do feel like a superhero. You know, like handling twin toddlers and then triplets, baby triplets. It's a more than a full time job. But we're super blessed, and we didn't expect this. As you said, we kind of like broke a record of some sort because the twins and the triplets were spontaneous. We didn't do any treatments, anything at all. We had a few miscarriages along the way between all of them and before the twins. So I don't know. Something more powerful than we can explain happened for us to have five spontaneous children in like multiple. So yeah, it's something that we're still wrapping our heads around, you know?
That's one of those things I think that you should just accept as a blessing, and because you don't have any other option.
Exactly. These are my cards, and I have to play them the best I can. And I guess if I'm that lucky, I just need to play the lottery more often, you know?
I'm going to send you a couple of bucks to put down on Lotto for me. Because we really need to win that and share that money, I think.
I know. I'm down for it.
All right, done. Let's hit the giant elephant in the room. We are in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic and isolate in place across really the world. You've got it. I mean, my kids are big, and our biggest problem is that we've got to keep them entertained, and school is great, and read some more books, and we've watched every single movie on Netflix, and we're working our way through Disney Plus. But you've got the little ones. I mean, what are you doing just to keep them, occupied? I mean, are you able to get outside? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's been a huge challenge, but I think it's been better, much better than I thought it was going to work. Just to let you know, I'm inside my car, inside the garage, because this is the quietest place I could find. So I'm far away from all the kids and the dog that we also have. So it's been interesting. It's been an interesting dynamic because I've been working from home. I've been lucky to work in an industry that still has work to do. I work in advertising, so we can still do stuff remotely and do TV spots and radio spots, all that stuff remotely, connecting to studios, all that stuff. But it's been challenging just figuring out the timing and all that stuff, because once we wake up, my wife and I wake up in the morning, it's like 12, 13, 14 hours of nonstop, you know? So I think the best thing about it, of all this horrible situation, I know every family and every parent and every kid is different and is going through this experience in a totally different way. But like the twins are almost a year, they're almost done with daycare. So they're not in pre-K yet. We don't have to tutor them. We don't have to do homeschooling for them. We don't have to see them to go teach them math or English or stuff like that. So it's just having them entertained, and their school, they put up a Zoom classes, kind of like, yep. you can say classes, but right now we're on a break because of Passover, but since this started and after next week, it's going to resume. So they send every night schedules for the kids, which help out parents throughout the day. So they put, you wake them up at 7:30, everybody helps do breakfast, then there's playtime, then there's, you have to connect to Zoom, and there's going to be a singing class or or some different, or language classes, stuff like that. So there's some classes, maybe at least three times a day, that the kids need to connect in the computer. And it's very cool, and it's very helpful for them, you know, because they see their teachers, they talk to them, they see their friends from school. I mean, even if it's on the screen, they miss them. I mean, this is the second week that they've been on a break, and they're just like they're getting crazier by the day. So I think they need those classes back. So that helps them a lot, to them and to us. And also, and the triplets are 8 months old. So the only thing that we need to do is really keep them on a schedule, put them for naps when they need to, feed them, change their diapers. So we're kind of like in that sweet spot of years. We have 5 kids, but two of them need to be entertained, have to have 1,000 snacks a day. And the other 3 just need diaper changes. So it's not that bad. And we have a backyard. We can go out. The twins can go outside and play. Whenever the weather is nice, we go in the afternoon for a bike ride around the block. And if all the triplets are awake or 1 or 2, we just take them along in a stroller so we can get some fresh air.
That's fantastic. I mean, I think you're right. And I think you kind of nailed it. You are 100% in that sweet spot. The twins are, you know, they're little people and they need, you know, their social interaction and a little bit of schooling, but you know, they're little.
And it's something also a blessing that we've seen, my wife and I think you're going to attest to that and come to a realization. Maybe not right now because yours are older, but having twins is like, I mean, I know we are stuck inside the home and we go out maybe half an hour a day just to walk, all that stuff. But they play with each other. Like they come to us and they tell us, hey, dad, mom, look at this, look at this, look what I'm doing. Check out the Lego that I built. Check out the drawing. Help me draw with me, something like that. And most of the times we cannot do it as we used to because we have the other, 3 babies to take care of, but they play with each other a lot. They go into the room, they play whatever, they build a fort, they read to each other, they paint. So that's something that is also been very, very helpful and a multiples blessing that they have each other and they entertain themselves.
Absolutely. And you know, mine are 50-50. They half the time, they are just what you're saying. They entertain each other, they talk to each other, they're whatever. I mean, right now they're in the living room. They're working on their, you know, spring break that isn't, but it's an enrichment week of, you know, lightweight work, but they're working on these projects together. The other half of the time, I think we've reached that tipping point. They are bickering like you would not believe. So I say, you know, once or twice a day, it's like, all right, you over there, separate, do not even look at each other.
Yeah.
Don't breathe the same oxygen because you need to just step away from each other.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing that until this whole thing is over. And who knows when public schools will reopen here in New York.
Yes, I told you, like, with this break, they've been at each other's throats and fighting more often and all that stuff. But and we kind of, like, limit their screen time and their TV time. I know for twins and teenagers, it's much easier. I mean, you just go to Netflix, you watch whatever you want. But with little kids, I mean, at least my wife and I are kind of, like, very strict about screen time. So I mean, if they have to fight, they fight, you know. I'm not going to put the TV on just for them to stare at it and not fight. So they're kids and they have to learn to deal with each other and a lot of stuff. They do have their TV time in the afternoon, and that's when peace and quiet comes in and there's some breathing time for my wife and I.
And then eventually everybody goes to sleep and mom and dad get a cocktail.
Yes, a cocktail of I don't know, milk and dinner and bed.
Actually, that sounds about right.
The cocktail, the wine and the whiskey have come up more often. Have come out more often this week. So yeah,
we're right there with you. Now, I also wanted to mention something that I talked about on a podcast about the Dad 2 Summit conference that I was at with our editor Kevin, and you were supposed to join us there. And you made a really awesome call that actually got a shout out on the stage at the conference that the family needed you. The kids were, well, 2 or 3 months, I guess 2 months younger, because that it feels like so much longer ago. It was only February. Feels like a year ago. but it was only February, and you decided to stay home and do the, and, you know, take care of the family. So that's something that we want to talk about a little bit is, you know, now that especially that you're home all the time, are you managing any kind of work-life balance? Are you getting any time for yourself even? Not even just grown-up time, but, you know, actual you time? Or is it just kind of, you know, all hands on deck all the time?
Going back to the summit, last year, it was my first year. I went to the DAT 2.0 summit that was in San Antonio. It was kind of like an easy drive for me and not that expensive for me to attend. And also I got like a free ticket from somebody. So my wife, she was actually, last year when I was in San Antonio, she was pregnant with the triplets. And maybe she was 2 months into the pregnancy and she was having the worst nausea. And she wasn't feeling very well, but I told her, you know what, there's been a lot of this and I haven't been able to go because of the twins were younger. This one is in San Antonio. I'm just going to go for a couple of nights. I'm going to return as soon as I can. It's going to be free. So I stayed with a friend. So she said yes, and I had to go back. And luckily, I got the Orrin Miller's scholarship this year to attend in Washington, and since I got it, I was super excited, and I was looking forward to it and to attend and to see you guys and to see everybody there. But you know what? It was the first 6 months with the twins and the triplets were, I think, the hardest. And this
absolutely.
The summit was right in the peak of the 6 month mark for the triplets, so the exhaustion was at the highest level. The triplets were not sleep trained, so we really, I don't know how we were surviving, you know, like I was gonna say we were running on caffeine and I don't know what, but parents with multiples that are listening, they know how hard it can be, and they know it's mom and dad all hands on deck. So
yep,
I literally had my suitcase in my car, in my trunk. I was at work, I already checked in for the flight, and like the night before and the morning off, I talked with my wife and we kind of like had an argument, and I said, okay, let me go to work. We'll think about it. But then we just jumped on the phone, and I mean, we decided that it was best for me to stay here with her and with the babies and with the twins, because it wasn't fair for me to leave her like that. So I stayed with her. And, you know,
yeah, like, we all, the consensus was that, you know, holy smokes, we can't believe he was even thinking of coming. while we desperately want to see you, and I'm really glad that we get to talk as often as we do. Next year, year after, depending on how the kids are doing, we will be at another summit with you sometime very soon.
Yes, yes.
And it's just, it's more of that work-life balance and how you are managing to deal with it. Because, I mean, you've got 5 under 5.
Yeah.
Good God, man.
yeah, but the work-life balance, I think, has been possible during this lockdown. It's been hard. It's been tough on both of us because I need to jump on work meetings on the phone, on Microsoft Teams. Then I have a session that I need to supervise, so I have to jump into the call with the studio and the talent. And while I'm doing that, my wife is taking care of all the 5 kids and putting triplets to bed to nap. Then one wakes up and she needs to feed him or her, and then go back to another one. So it's been a real, I don't want to say struggle, but it's been a real interesting experience having the work-life balance. But I still get it. I still get to play with the twins between calls and between emails. And my wife also has been like a champion to this. You know, she's a rock star of a mom raising 5 kids. And it's a teamwork, you know, like we're doing this together and we are working together side by side. And it's been really... I mean, we're fortunate to have each other and to have these amazing kids. And as I was telling my wife, you know, and other parents with small kids and babies, here in the States, we don't have paternity leave. Like I had With the twins, I had 1 week of paternity leave, and then with the triplets, I had two because of my tenure at the company. And I saved my vacation time, my sick time. I took everything that I could when they were born. So we don't have the luxury of other countries to spend time with our newborns. And kind of like the silver lining of this whole situation is that I'm kind of having my long paternity leave and I'm enjoying it a lot because I'm lucky to see my babies grow day by day and see them trying to kind of like having their first movements of pre-crawling exercises and feeding and growing and all that stuff. So I think it's also that, like, a very nice silver lining in this situation. It's kind of like this.
You are the first person I've heard who had a silver lining in this whole thing. So thank you for that. Actually, I think that's great. And, you know, obviously that's, the paternity leave thing is something else that comes out of the Dad Summit every year. So we've both done some work with that cause. And, you know, I think that you're right. You know, hopefully that as time goes by, the U.S. will catch up to the rest of the world and there will be more paternity leave. But we've talked about that, you know, before. Last but not least, what are you doing to entertain everybody?
When they're not entertaining each other or killing each other, my wife and I Googled some activities for their age group that we can do with them or that they can do by themselves. Whenever I can, even if I have a baby in my arms, I go to the backyard with them and we play frisbee, we kick the ball. I just see them play with a chalk on the sidewalk, play with water, whatever, you know, but we're just there whenever they need us and whenever we can be there. We read them a book. And my wife she's in a lot of WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups with her friends, and they bounce each other ideas on how to entertain their kids. So we have tried to at least do one of those a day, but they usually have some stuff to do. And luckily, their grandparents bought like a small trampoline for them and then a basketball hoop so they can at least have something different. And you know what, as it happens with toddlers and with babies, there was excitement about those things the first 5 minutes, and then they went to the cardboard box and played with that and just found something else to entertain themselves. And those things are just there.
Could not be more true.
Serving other purpose. But yeah, absolutely. I think just being present with them, you know, like it's also difficult for them they don't understand what is happening. We tell them there's a virus and we cannot go outside. People get sick. We just have to be careful, stuff like that. But I think from whatever they understand, they're taking it pretty good. And as it is stressful for us, it is stressful for kids. So we just have to manage them. And what we've seen is that they just want their parents, their mom and dad to be there, you know, like they don't want to feel alone.
Mom and dad make everything safe.
Yeah, exactly.
In the best world, that's our job. And it's a job that we love.
Yeah, definitely.
Carlos, thank you. I apologize. I'm going to send you back out into the house. You can spend another couple of minutes in the car where it's quiet.
I will.
Please stay safe. Give our best to everybody. And hopefully we will see you out in the sunshine sometime soon.
Yeah. Hopefully. And thank you. Thank you, Michael, for having me back. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And stay safe and take care of each other. And we'll see you soon.
It's always really great to hear from Carlos. I'm especially pleased because it means that the kids have let him come up for air for just a couple of minutes. You know, there's one more post I wanted to tell you about this month. Our writer, Erin Cornett, deserves a special shout-out. She had one of her articles from Families of Multiples republished on Connections magazine. It's a publication created by the Fetal Health Foundation. Our editor-in-chief also wrote an article for them about ways to pamper your wife before the big day. They're both great reads. You should check them out, and then make sure to give the foundation a like on social media as well. Now, speaking of social media, over on Facebook, we've been running our very own Sweet 16, since all of the sports ball games are completely shut down around the world. We've let a field of 16 sets of famous parents of multiples battle it out based on your votes. And, well, we're down to the final four. Head over there and pick your favorite. As always, if you have any questions for our guests, or writers, or just one for the community at large, we'd love to share it with them, and then, of course, feed it back to all our listeners. Just send us a note at doubletalk@familiesofmultiples.com. Tune in the 15th of every month for another podcast with more great stuff from our contributors and an interview with another parent of twins, triplets, quads, quints, or more. And please let us know what you and your gaggle are up to by doing all that social media stuff. You know, like Families of Multiples on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and follow us on Twitter at Multiples Family. Have a wonderful and safe month, everyone. We'll speak to you again next time with more Double Talk from familiesofmultiples.com.